the School of Holy Sorrow. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 begins with wordplay. Shem, name, is better than Sheman, perfume. In the ancient world, fragrant oil signaled celebration, wealth, and honor. Yet perfume soon evaporates. A faithful name lingers after the body has returned to dust. Birth gives us a name, but death reveals what that name has come to mean. Thus the day of death may be better than birth, not because life is worthless, but because only the completed story can be rightly judged. This explains the chapter's unsettling preference for the house of mourning. The house of feasting distracts us from our limits. The funeral gathers those limits into one room. There, our illusions of control cannot breathe. Sorrow may make the heart good, because grief can strip away false loves and return the soul to truth. Jesus himself entered such a house at Bethany. He wept before Lazarus's tomb, then showed that death is both a teacher and an enemy he came to overthrow. John chapter 11, verses 33 through 44. The image of thorns crackling beneath a pot would have been vivid in a land where dry brush served as cheap fuel. It flared noisily, but burned too quickly to cook well. Foolish laughter can be like that. Much sound, little warmth, and no nourishment. Koheleth then warns against being overly righteous. This is not permission for moderate wickedness. He is attacking righteousness turned into a technique for controlling God. If I behave perfectly, God must make life work perfectly. But the righteous sometimes perish while the wicked endure. Wisdom therefore means neither moral compromise nor religious pride, but the fear of God, the humility that obeys without pretending to possess the map of providence. Even the chapter's painful words about women expose the limits of the speaker's search. Koheleth admits that wisdom remained far off. His sample of one among a thousand is not God's final verdict on women. It is the weary report of a man whose investigation has failed. The chapter itself corrects every scapegoat in its final sentence. God made her Adam, humanity, upright, but they sought many schemes. The problem is not womanhood, but the whole human race. As Augustine emphasized, evil is not part of God's good creation. It arises as the human will bends away from its maker. We cannot straighten every crooked circumstance, but God can straighten crooked hearts. At the cross, the only truly righteous man perished while the guilty went free. Yet that apparent defeat became salvation. The end proved better than the beginning. Burial opened into resurrection. Cross-references, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 26, James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16, suggested him, O love that wilt not let me go. Prayer. Lord, teach me in sorrow what comfort lets me forget. Free me from shallow laughter, proud religion, and the need to control your providence. Give me a faithful name, a humble heart, and hope rooted in the death and resurrection of Christ. Amen.